So one of my renters brought up the movie, the Tom Cruise movie, Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow movie. And I just didn't feel good about telling her at the moment. But let me just go ahead and relay this message. I've talked about this before on YouTube, but so I'll talk about it here on Spreaker. So all movies, especially time travel movies, are pretty much saying the same thing. They're all pretty much all. Growing up, I thought, why are all the movies love stories? Because this whole reality is about a love story. Jesus went to the cross for mankind. No greater love than a man lay down his life for his friend. So it's a love story. Love your neighbors, yourself. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Love your enemy. Give them bread and water and heap coals of fire. Maybe they'll get saved, you know. It's all a love story, but it's also a sacrificial, redemptive love story. So she said something about that movie. And if you notice Tom Cruise in that movie, you got Emily Blunt and Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, it was all about money at first, you know. It was all about money at first. And then about getting the likes and so forth. And the general said, you're going to the front line, you know. Pretty much gave him a death wish, gave him a death tour. So when he went out there on the front line, he was scared. He didn't even know how to use the machine, the gun or whatever. So he got killed, but he got some blood from the aliens, and so things started repeating. And the blood of Jesus covers us, and it's typified in the moon, mint's blood. So every day is a repeat. You're actually in a repeat. And so time is befallen. So Eve dropped us down into time. So the devil's in a repeat running this place. So he knows what's going to happen before it happens. And you can too if you're saved, but I'll talk about that in a minute. And so he don't like you because you already know the game. See, when you start to see past time, the devil's mad at you, right? Because you see it before it happens, you know. Like I'm on the way to work. I had this thought that passed through my mind last night about having to go in today. Is something broke down, so I had to go in and fix it. The thought hit my mind first before it happened. You have to be aware of your thoughts. Thoughts are outside of time because they're spirit. Jesus said, the words I speak, their spirit and their life. He said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The spirit of your mind. It's outside of time. Your thoughts are outside of time. Unless you're just focused on stuff in time. If your thoughts are just in time, you're wasting your life, really. If all you worry about is right now, I mean, what's going to happen tomorrow instead of being in the now, you're pretty much wasting your life. It was already finished. God is going to take care of the trees, the grass, the bird. What's the verse? They neither sow nor reap, but God takes care of them, the lilies of the field or something like that. So God is going to take care of you. But if you're worried about it, you're in time. If you're outside of time, you're resting in the now. The eternal now. Same truth happening all the time. But the live, die, repeat. is nothing but a love story. The guy started to grow as he went through the cycles. This is the most important thing. As he went through the cycles, the man started to become a real man, you know. He wasn't afraid anymore. He was willing to sacrifice for his buddies. He was willing to sacrifice for the girl he cared about. And it was a growth process. She realized that he loved her because he went through 1,000 cycles to try to pull her out, you know. They finally made it out. But that was an episode in Doctor Who where, because he cared about Doctor Who was caught in a maze, and it took him like a million years to get out. But the reason that he went through it, because on his mind he was thinking about his companion that he wanted to get out and help her, you know, because he could go back in time. It wasn't a big deal, but he had to be in there a million cycles just to escape it. Clara. It was either Claire or Clara. I think it was Clara. So he was going through that. And she said, well, how long were you in there? And he left and didn't tell her. And the lady that was trying to stop him, Clara says, how long was he in there? She said, a million years or something to that effect. She was in shock. She realized he loved her. And she woke up to the fact that, you know, she was loved, you know. A lot of people, see, Doctor Who had two hearts. He had the new heart, you know. You gotta get another heart to get through this thing. You gotta be born again. But most people around you don't even know the gospel. They don't even know John 3:16. They don't know nothing, to be honest with you. But Doctor Who had a second heart. You need a second heart. You must be born again. And so that's what this thing's about, people. That's what this thing's about. Live, die, repeat, so that you grow. You grow into the new man. Live, die, repeat. Live, die, repeat. Live, die, repeat. And what you find out in this befallen place is the energy of the flesh is nothing but weakness and death. And so you have to die while you're in the cube. This is a 666 cube flesh mind. So it's like a dream. It's befallen. And so while you're in the cube, the only way you're going to be able to escape it is by faith. Because when you unfold a cube, you see a cross. It's faith in the cross. And so the cross is everywhere. And if the cross is everywhere, that means you're not. It's a projection. It's almost as if, see, you're in a story, you're in a book, you're in a 3D version. But your body's dead, right? Mortal bodies, M-O-R, is mortgage. Your mortgage is dead. So you're in a 3D experience, but you're God. But you have to call out to God to get saved, and He will quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit. So you're actually dead in trespasses and sin till you get born again, and then you become alive. So you're a dead creature walking around in a dead body until you get born again. Then you become a live creature walking around in these vessels, but He will quicken your mortal body. It's a trip, to be honest with you. So live, die, repeat. Every day is a repeat, and the purpose of the repeat is to show you that you're born in sin. to show you you're dead in trespass sin. So you cry out to God to be saved, and then he can infuse you with the Spirit, get you born again, get you renewed. Then every day it turns into a cycle of growth, repeat, and you grow. And so as you grow, see, sin brings death. Sin brings darkness and death. And so as you grow spiritually with a new life, and you keep feeding yourself with the truth, with the Word, then you become new creatures from glory to glory. You keep changing. And the devil knows that you're dangerous because you have the truth. The devil knows you're dangerous because you got the truth. And truth will set you free. Most people are slaves. And because the leadership knows that people are lost and slaves and slave mentality, and they can use narcissists to mess with them. And the system wants psychopaths and sociopaths and narcissists in leadership. So the whole system's a dead system, and it's all mockery. It can't exist. See, the reason the system is upside down, because it can't exist without the types and shadows, because there's nothing outside of what happened at the cross. So the system can't exist without it being a type and a shadow of what Jesus did in his church and his body. So that's why you see buildings and you see mankind doing stuff, but it's all just a typology. So even the angels and the fallen angels, have to follow the types. But it's in an inverse way. It preaches Christ, but they want to hide that.
Welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you?
Because creation is based on the cross, everything is preaching Jesus. And so the fallen angels don't want you to know that. And they want you to think Illuminati that is preaching the devil. The devil's trying to take credit for what God's creation. God's story at the cross is playing out in front of you all times, and the devil wants to take credit for it. Because the devil's a narcissistic psychopath. And so he wants the whole system, even though the whole system has to typify Jesus, he wants the whole system getting you distracted that you don't see Jesus in all things. That's what's happening.